Welcome, Rashida, to Writers Series.
Thank you so much for Sasha for having me.
We're here to celebrate your craft of copywriting, writing, and being an author of your debut novel named Life After Ali. Could you give us a brief overview of when you started out writing? Because you have at least a decade-long experience.
Yes, so I was always one of those children who, scribbled away. In her notebook, creating little stories. So that was from around the age of 8 when I, became literate. And then writing was always a part of my life, and then it sort of extended a little bit into my work life as well. I did a business degree at uni, and as part of that, I did marketing. And I was often called upon at work to, review or to write certain communications, but it was only until 2011 when my son came along, my first baby, is when I actually decided to give writing a go. So initially, it started off as something that I did while I was on maternity leave. I just wanted to write a few articles, maybe get paid and use my brain, and sort of stay connected to the outside world while I was at home with my baby. And then, to my surprise, my ideas started getting accepted by editors, and then as my work became known, I had people approach me online to, write a bio for them or a website. And initially, I didn't know how to do any of those things, so I pretty much learned as I went. And 10 or 11 years later, after that first article of mine was published online, I still can't believe that I'm doing writing as a job. And then my novel came about just about 3 years ago. I set myself a goal to become a published author before I hit 40. I started writing this book at about 35 years of age, and by 38, I finished and I self-published it. So that's my writing journey in a nutshell.
That is beautiful that you are able to balance parenthood and have a career that allows you to help people from wherever you are. Now, referencing your book, Life After Ali, it appears that it is also based off real life experiences. Is most of the book based off nonfiction or parts of it?
Well, the idea for the book initially was sparked by a true life event, but the whole book is fiction. And it's not got any parts which are nonfiction, which is funny because I often have people who know me read the book and say, "Were you talking about so and so?" And I was like, "No, I'm not. It's all fiction, all made up. Do not go looking for this person, and definitely do not tell them that you read about them in my book." So the idea of it was definitely inspired by a couple of real life events that happened in my family, but the whole book is fiction.
And in the book, you are able to present tragedy, which is pretty layered because of one of the main characters, her husband passes away. So there's death. And also with that, there is the loss, alleged loss of social standing. How were you able to layer and balance these elements throughout the growth of the character?
I think, to be honest, most of all of that, or not most, but actually all of that, I think came just gushing out of me. I guess it was from the time that I got the story idea, and from the time up until I finished it, the story just flowed out of me. And actually, I felt like I was part of that world I was creating, and I often found myself sobbing along with the main character, as she was going through it. But having said that as well, before, because this was my first novel, I also had a professional editor who helped me, sort of develop the structure and the characters a little bit more than what was there. But I think it was a combination of, I think, having been an avid reader all of my life and just naturally knowing how the structure needed to be, and also, of course, having the professional editor help me balance out some of those details.
Thank you for referencing the presence of an editor. In your opinion, what is the importance of an editor, at least in your career path?
Oh, look, I think editors are really, really important to any writer, and especially when writing long form work, because what happened with me after I went through almost three or four rewrites of that book, I stopped seeing, I think, certain things in that book, and I became too close to it. So it really helped having my editor, who also specialized in indie fiction, to come in and, read the book from a fresh set of eyes, and also from her professional point of view, tell me what parts were working and what were not. I also, because I self-published, I didn't really want to put a sort of semi-standard quality of work out there in the world. So I really wanted it to be the best it could be. And I think an editor brings a lot of really good experience to a writer. So while I can be definitely the work and the idea is mine, but she really helped refine it and I think bring out certain nuances that I had were, actually were lost on me as I'd become too close to the story.
If you had to define your style of writing, Rashida, how would you describe it?
I think my style of writing is very conversational. And I'm saying this based on a friend who read the book, and she said I could actually hear you talking in the book. So I think my style of writing is very conversational, and a lot of readers who have gotten in touch after having read Life After Lee said they found the book easy to read, despite the fact that it tackled such heavy themes of tragedy and, being a social outcast, they say they found it easy to read. And I think that's what my writing style, and I certainly find that in my professional work as well. It's very easy, it flows well, and it's very conversational. So it's like having a one-on-one conversation with me, and I think that comes across in my writing.
I'm sure that also helps alleviate the process of reading a novel.
Yes, it does. And the reason I actually do anyway prefer writing in a conversational style is because I wanted to keep the reader engaged right from the beginning. Because I mean, these days everyone is so busy. If the book doesn't grab you right from the beginning, it's very easy to just leave it to the side and say, "Oh, this is too hard. I can't, make my way through it." And I didn't want that to happen with Life After Ellie. And also, as I've been going on my journey as well, one of the writers that I follow online, she's an Australian author, and she said that no matter what genre you're writing in, you always have to keep in mind that your primary goal is to entertain your reader. She said, even if you're writing serious work or if you're writing, chick lit, she said the end goal is to entertain your reader. If you do not entertain your reader and if they do not finish the book, then you have failed as a writer. So I always had that in mind as I was writing the book.
Aside from sharing the tidbit and recognizing the significance of having an editor, is there a lesson learned from the time you started out over 10 years ago that has brought you to where you are today? One lesson that new and experienced writers can benefit from?
I would say the biggest lesson I have learned is that you have to be persistent, and you have to be consistent, and you have to, like, I think to make it as a writer in any, whatever industry you're in, whether you're a book writer or you're a features writer, you have to be persistent and you have to be determined. I think determination is half the battle won. Because there's lots of people that, start and because they feel that being a writer, it's a nice idea. You're sitting at home, you're typing away, you're sort of being all creative, but actually there's a lot of grunt work that's involved in being a writer. And I run my business as well, during the day, and then I do creative writing at night. If I wasn't disciplined with myself, I think I would never have reached to where I am right now. So I said discipline and determination are the biggest qualities you need to make it as a writer.
Is there a writing tip that you were taught or a writing tip that you discovered that has helped your productivity?
Yes, I think the best writing tip I would have is to recognize when you do your best work and then to stick to that day in, day out, so that you're churning out the words. Whether you prefer to stick to a word count or you just prefer to free write and see how many words, do the writing every day, because it's very easy to get all excited about a story, start off, and then realize, oh gosh, it's really getting hard, and then just leave it. And then months and months go by, and you've not made any progress. So, my best tip would be do writing every day. And that's how you'll progress your work and get it finished. But that's the most important part. Get it finished and get it out in the world.
You are also a copywriter and you serve the Australian market, and I'm sure there are other parts of the world that also benefit from your expertise. What are some of the common markets that you serve in Australia that benefit from your writing?
Okay, so I was a generalist copywriter for since the time I began, since till about 4 years ago when I chose a niche and I became a copywriter for women in business. And the reason I chose this niche was that as a woman in business myself, I know that many women running businesses are also doing a lot of like juggling, and often content writing is something that doesn't come easy to them, but it's a very vital part of the way in which you communicate with your audience and certainly in the way you sell your products and services. And so I decided to niche into this so that I could support these women who were, running good, successful businesses, but often found writing really hard. And because I understand that niche and I'm part of it myself, that sort of writing comes very easily to me. And I enjoy working with other women in businesses because they are smart, they're savvy, they're really switched on, and they value the skill and the value add I bring to their business.
And finally, Rashida, can you share with audiences where they could contact you and if there are any new projects that you're working on?
Okay, so you can find me online through my website, www.rashidatayabali.com.au. I'm also on LinkedIn and Instagram under Rashida Tayabali Writer. And if you just Google my name, everything will come up on there. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom on Writers Series.
Thank you so much, Sasha, for having me. I enjoyed our chat.